I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way so you can feel empowered and then help others at home or in your office. Better yet, don't have time for tech support to come to you? Let us remote into your desktop or laptop, and one of our geeks will instantly walk you through. We offer affordable prices on our remote services and IT support. You and those in your office will never have to wait hours to have your technical questions answered. Get your free computer diagnosis today with your very own geek.
Get started now and we'll help you instantly. Call 800-785-7512. 800-785-7512. That's 800-785-7512.
All 3 hours of today's Into Tomorrow broadcast from Dallas, Texas and Knowledge Fest. I'm Dave Graveline.
This portion of our program brought to you by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available where you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more info. Again, text the word radio to 35,000. And by Rockford Fosgate, audio for your car, boat, motorcycle, or UTV. Learn more at rockfordfosgate.com. And by Directed, driving the evolution in the aftermarket automotive industry. Visit directed.com.
Our next guest is an American car audio manufacturer, been around for some time. They didn't just pop up out of the woodwork. And they're really focused brick and mortar, working with retailers, with dealers all around the country to help all of us as consumers. The channel manager for a company called DD Audio is Kevin Doyle. Kevin, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Thank you, sir. Doing good.
Good. You're having some great success here at Knowledge Fest.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking
before
we went on the air about how this is the show for you.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned you don't do CES, you don't do SEMA, you don't do those other shows. This is the one where you can do face-to-face time with installers from all around the country, with retailers who want to sell car audio products. And apparently that's why you're here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. We do the full tour. We'll do all four shows next year.
Wow.
So yeah, but that's why we're here. I mean, not only even to interact with the retailers, but to interact with the other manufacturers.
True.
And so we can network and see what everybody's doing and work together as a team in the industry to help bring these guys the products that they need.
Tell me real quick about DD Audio, the company itself.
Well, DD Audio has been around since 1986. We started out in the pro audio world. That's where we learned how to make things louder more efficiently. And a lot of people, our heritage beyond that is kind of the competition scene. Mm. For years and years and years, that was who was buying our product. Because it got louder than a lot of the other products that were out at the time.
And, of course, it's not just loud and distorted. It's loud and good.
Yes.
And that's the key. You know, it's not like some of the folks that put stuff in an older car and just rattles down a neighborhood street.
Yeah.
This is loud and better.
Correct. But, yeah, so we, like I said, cut our teeth in the competition scene and kept doing that for years and years and years, and then just slowly but surely progress into a brand that's a full solution for retailers out there.
Terrific, including what appears to be, it is a very heavy subwoofer, but really cool looking. Tell me about this.
Yeah, so that's the 1506. It is right now our hottest selling American-built subwoofer. It's part of our flagship American-built stuff. That guy's 300, 600 watts. Dual 2, dual 4 ohm voice coil.
Wow.
Your retail is going to come in at $369 on this little guy, and we cannot build them fast enough. And we're still building in Oklahoma City.
I'll bet. And the reason I referred to it being quite heavy is the chances are it sounds really good because bass, that's kind of the key, it seems. You got some weight to it. Well, why is that important?
Well, the weight just comes from you've got to have a strong motor. You've got to have you got to have some power to push the coil, and you've got to have a big enough coil to accept power, and you've got to have a big enough cone that has enough excursion to push air. So spaces are getting smaller and smaller in cars, so we have to develop what we term as like a micro subwoofer.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's pretty large, it can still be...
For micro, it's pretty big.
It'll function splendidly in a half-cubic foot box. So instead of having this giant box that takes up your whole trunk. You can pop a couple of those in there, and you can get the output of 210s, 112 out of these two smaller drivers.
Nice. So you don't have to have even a big car to do that.
No. Yeah, guys can go over and check out our display right now. We've got a little hatchback Mercedes over there that once people get in there and hear it, they're like, my gosh, I did not think Kona area that small could produce a sound that big.
That kind of sound. So you're one of the ones we're hearing on the air every so often, probably.
Every so often. Not too often. We try to be pretty tame.
Yeah, I love it. And obviously, one of the things that makes DD Audio different from some of the other companies is that you're really finding, niches in many ways of things that people really need, have been clamoring for, and you guys can make it happen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have... In-house, I know a lot of the brands do. We have in-house electronic engineers, transducer engineers, and we are continually trying to figure out how to get more sound out of less space, because that's kind of the name of the game now. Yeah. They want micro amps. They want micro subwoofers. They want more sound out of less, so it's just you've got to work hard to do that.
So you're saying that even as small as this is, they're going to get smaller, of course.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're currently looking at how small can you go on a driver and still get that big bass.
Size does matter, but in the other direction in this case.
Yep. Exactly.
Wow. Yep. More information, of course, you can get at their website ddaudio.com. What does DD stand for?
Digital Designs.
Oh, very good. So ddaudio.com. And, of course, we'll link you there, too. When you visit us at intotomorrow.com, you'll get to Kevin's site and see what he and the team and all the folks from Knowledge Fest are up to. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. I'll let you carry this heavy micro subwoofer back.
All right, will do.
And we're going to continue with more from Knowledge Fest. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues right here on the Advanced Media Network.